4 NXY testing.
I'm actually going to go to one of the club meetings tomorrow, which I've never been in years because of work, and if I'm out long enough, I think I've made it to one of y'all's club meetings in my lifetime, and that's sad because when you work, but I may try to see if I can make it to one of y'all's again. I enjoyed coming that day. One time I got to meet everybody.
Made it to, I think, one club meeting since I got my license, actually in person, but I try to do them on the Zoom meeting. A lot of times I'm just not home in time to do it, or anywhere I can do it with this tool truck route.
You a Mac tool guy?
Guy. Up in upstate.
Ah, okay. Now that's pretty ironic. The Mac tool guy, the actual Mac tool guy, was a ham radio buddy of mine, and he was over in Georgia. And he had parts of, and I like to say this sparingly, he had parts of Westminster and parts of Seneca and parts of Anderson and stuff like that, but that was about as far as he ever came over. But I remember talking to him, and he had ham radio in the truck and everything.
I'm out of Brevard, North Carolina, but all my routes down here in South Carolina, in Greenville and Easley and Bria, Greer, Taylor's, that area, and Traveler's Rest. Pretty much make a line right across there and then come north.
I've seen you out if you're in Taylor's because me and three other trucks, that's my route area, is Taylor's and Greer. With Southeastern Freight, if you've ever seen any Southeastern Freight trucks in the last, let's just say, year, zooming around, then it's probably either me, Barry, or one of the other guys.
But I split Taylor's with another distributor, so it depends on which part of it you see. You know where Rutherford Road comes back into Wade Hampton?
Yep, that's right in the middle of where I'm at.
On the Greer side of that, and he does the Taylor side.
Okay, see, I got both sides. Let me get in here and grab my order real quick, and I'll catch back up with you in a few. KG4MUK.
I mean, I may be at my next stop already, so if I am, I'll go ahead and say 7-3. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX.
Alright, you too. KG4MUK.
Mobile.
Hey Elijah, I can't stay long, but I just want to say hello.
Mr. Drake, good to hear you. How you been doing?
How about you?
Thanking the Lord for this nice weather, trying to get work done while I'm able to.
It's supposed to be nice to this week's what I have heard.
Sunny in the 60s most of the week. I hadn't checked into next week yet. Hopefully it stays clear next week, too. I could use that.
I think it's supposed to be up in the 80s, or close to 80, one day this week.
My wife was telling me that, too. But, yeah, it's going to be nice. I'm thankful.
Well, I am going to have to jump out. I'm backing into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to hear you this afternoon. And thanks for coming by and checking in with me last night on the net.
Man, no problem. Good to hear you again.
NXY testing.
K&4 VWA.
Don't have any kind of boom to it. I changed out the power supply.
About 5 or 6 seconds of dead heat.
How was that?
Well, it's probably just a repeater. I hear some hiss on the transmission, but there's no hum that I could tell. Sounded good. Full quieting into the repeater.
That's good. I hooked it up to a small battery and instead of the power supply I was using, and everybody was saying it had a pretty bad hum to it from the power supply. appreciate you guys checking it out for me. KF4NXY.
Well, you're quite welcome. Just hook that power supply up again and stop humming them show tunes. It'll be all right. Have a good day. KN4VWO, I'm clear.